$22,000. That's how much the salary for the position of electric utility director would increase this coming year under the proposal presented to the Assembly. The public works director would get a 13% raise, an increase of over $13,000 this year. The harbor master would see a 19% raise, also about $13,000. And the city finance director would see an increase of about 10%, or about $11,000. Those are big numbers, but City Administrator Mark Gorman says the real question is why this hasn't happened sooner.
Well, I think the better question is, why has it taken us so long to get to this point? The last time there was a compensation study done for the city and borough of Sitka was 1997. So we're way behind the times on this one.
The recommended raises come out of a study that the city commissioned to find out how Sitka stacks up against similar communities when it comes to paying its workers. The study only covers non-union employees. That's about 52 people out of a total workforce of about 160. Many, though not all, are managers and supervisors, including all of the city's department heads. The study was prompted in part by a concern that pay for non-union employees hadn't kept pace with increases for union members, who are covered by collective bargaining agreements renegotiated with the city every few years. Consultant Lori Messer of the firm Fox Lawson & Associates compared Sitka with places like Ketchikan, Kodiak, Juneau, and Nome, 15 districts in all. She found that nearly half of Sitka's positions were, quote, significantly misaligned with the market. Human Resources Director Mark Danielson said that affects the city's ability to keep good people on staff.
What this is really all about is recruiting and retaining your employees, because we have to hire people, because we have to pay what it takes to get the people we need. You have to pay what it takes to get an engineer.
Most of the proposed raises are more modest, falling between 2.5% and 4%. The police chief, fire chief, and library director will get raises in the range of 3%. So will the city engineer and government relations director. Some of the lowest paid employees would get the largest percentage increases. An administrative assistant in the electrical department will see a 17% increase. A payroll specialist will get a 20% raise, and a planner 25%. But the biggest raises in dollar amounts would go to department heads. Gorman says that's necessary.
Your senior department heads who are all in this room, they're working 50, 60 hours a week consistently. I know several of them could walk out at any moment and command higher salaries than we're proposing here. And so on that end, we're vulnerable.
To determine the appropriate pay for each job, consultant Lori Messer ranked all the communities from lowest to highest to create a pay range and identified the midpoint of that range. The plan calls for all of Sitka's non-union employees to be brought up to 90% of that midpoint. That means that even with the proposed raises, most employees' pay would still be 10% below the market average. Gorman says that's a key point.
So that's a very, very conservative approach to compensation. We're not saying we're a high-end payer. We're saying we're a middle-of-the-road payer, and we're not even aiming to achieve the middle of the road.
The plan also calls for an across-the-board 2.5% raise this year for non-union employees to match increases for union members. The total cost of the adjustments plus that raise comes to about $300,000 this year. The city already included the changes in the 2015 budget, so the Assembly will not have to find extra money to pay for it. The ordinance would also make significant changes in the way that city workers get raises in the future. Under the proposal, after an employee reaches a certain point, salary increases would be based on performance, not longevity. And the proposal would grant city employees an automatic 1.5% cost of living adjustment each year. That's less than the 2.5% that's typical now. HR Director Danielson said the goal is a system where employees' base salaries rise less quickly.
The purpose of this is to try to make a sustainable plan mm-hmm. for our community that we can actually do that isn't going to cost us too much.
The proposal would also place the city administrator and city attorney on contract, so the Assembly would decide their pay directly. That decision will come before the Assembly in a future meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waltholtz.